For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The Buffalo Bills lose big to the Chicago Bears preseason game 1, 33-6. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Buffalo Against the World.
This is Buffalo Against the World Sports Talk with Kulu and
Cousin Brad.
Bills Mafia, it's our time.
Act like you know, baby.
Act like you know.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the 30th edition of Buffalo Against the World, the 30th episode. We are back and live. The Buffalo Bills fall short 33-6 to the Chicago Bears. Very disappointing performance. But right now, let's kick it off with my cuzzo Brad, who is in the Bills. And first of all, cuzzo, how you doing before you break it down with some breaking news? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I mean, yeah, we lost, but did we though? I mean, it's the preseason game and everybody's ready to call the season in. We lost. Welcome to Buffalo Against the World, everyone. Yeah, wasn't what we hoped, but you know, it was cool. We're still here. But I'm doing good though. Welcome everybody to the show. 30th, you said 30th episode?
This is our 30th episode. Yes. Wow. Yes. So shout out to Built in Buffalo.
Syndication, huh?
Exactly. All right. Shout out to Built in Buffalo for bringing us here. Cuzzo Brad, take us around the league. What's happening around the league?
Well, I'd be glad to take you guys around the league. We're going around the NFL. First official week of the preseason's over. So let's travel around the league. We're going to start off the New Jersey Giants took on the Motor City Kitties and beat them 14-3. The Boston Patriots took on the Wakanda Panthers, beating them 17-3. The Miami Dolphins played against the ATL Falcons, beating them 20-13. The Houston Texans beat the Steelers 20-12. The Philly Eagles beat the Baltimore Ravens 16-13. The Washington Commanders took on the New Jersey Jets, losing to them 20-17. And the Minnesota Vikings took on the Las Vegas Raiders, beating them 24-23. The Green Bay Packers took on the Cleveland Browns, beating them 23-10. The Jacksonville Jaguars took on the Kansas City Chiefs, beating them 26-13. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers took on the Cincinnati Bengals, beating them 17-14. The San Francisco 49ers took on the Tennessee Titans, losing to them 17-13. The Seattle Seahawks took on the Los Angeles Chargers, beating them 16-3. The New Orleans Saints beat the Arizona Cardinals 16-14. The Broncos beat the Indianapolis Colts 34-30. And the Los Angeles Rams beat the Cowboys 13-12. And of course, we mentioned this at the beginning of the show. The Windy City Grizzlies took on the Buffalo Bills, beating them 33-6. Kayla Williams got a little bit of action, kind of vanilla when it came to the defense. Did make an incredible play on a shuffle pass that went for big yardage. Didn't throw any touchdowns, didn't throw any picks. Played pretty well. We're going to get to it later. As far as around the league information goes, a little bit of information. First off, the Dolphins have officially taken Jalen Phillips off the PUP list, meaning he is now eligible to return to the team after a long process. As you probably know, this man tore his Achilles last year, but he is officially back into the league now. He's off the list, and the Buffalo Bills, as of this morning, signed a new quarterback, Ben DiNucci. Was signed to the Buffalo Bills earlier this morning because of third-string quarterback Shane Beuchele suffered a neck injury during a game against the Bears this weekend. A little bit of information we're going to get to in our Hater of the Week segment when it comes to edge rusher Hanson Reddick is officially requested a trade from the Jets, but the Jets GM, Joe Douglas, doesn't like it. He gave a whole statement. Oh, don't worry. We'll get to that later in the show. Back to Coop.
All right. Meanwhile, as we spoke at the outset, the Buffalo Bills fall short in the preseason. A lot of people are panicking, Cousin Brad. And again, this is preseason. No need to panic. No need. The Buffalo Bills did not game plan for the Chicago Bears. Nothing to panic about, but there are some concerns. So let's get right into it. Some concerns I want to start with is the offensive line. Offensive line play. Very, very concerning in the pass blocking, in the run blocking. We already saw that Josh Allen had to get pulled really quick in the first quarter because pressure was coming his way pretty quickly. And again, this is a reshuffled offensive line. So I'm not going to, go all in. It's a lot that we need to, you got to have camaraderie. That's going to take time to develop. Preseason is going to be an opportunity for them to do that. We probably won't see Josh Allen very much, but didn't like too much what I saw from the offensive line and the run blocking. What's your thoughts on the O-line?
It was very, 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 very extremely vanilla when it came to the offensive line. They really didn't run as much as I thought they would want to run. And yeah, Josh Allen did have to get out the pocket and did run, had a nice run to pick up a first down. But I mean, I don't think all is lost yet. Yeah, the offensive line, they're gelling together. This is the first time they played live competition in a live exhibition game against a defense. So, I mean, you got to work all the bugs out. I don't think it's too much cause to concern just yet. It wasn't a good showing. Wasn't a good showing all the way around. Definitely got some things you got to clean up. But overall, Josh Allen didn't get hurt. I'm glad about that. But preseason game, first one, a lot of energy, a lot of expectations, but we're good.
Yeah, and I also want to point out some very, very bright points on the offensive line as well. Yeah. Cedric Grandpa-Granger. We've been talking about Cedric Grandpa, for a little bit while. I really like this kid. Mm-hmm. He was the best offensive lineman out of everybody on that roster. He played extremely well. He was unmovable out there. Mm-hmm. This is a rookie, man. Yeah. This is a rookie. I know he was playing against the second and thirds.
Don't matter.
But this guy looked very much experienced. I'm very impressed with him. And I also like what I saw from Tyler Grable. Tyler Grable also was a guy who held his own. Wasn't on the same level as Grandpa-Granger, but I do think he was very solid and probably a top three lineman this past preseason game. What's your thoughts on Grandpa-Granger?
I think both of them played extremely well today. On Saturday. Both of them went in there. Expectations are, we don't have high expectations for both of these guys. Yeah, they were playing against the backups, but I was extremely pleased from both what they both accomplished. They went out there headstrong, got some good film, definitely played their part. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. But my highlight, I want to give Dorian Williams some credit out there. He played extremely well, led the team on defense and tackles this Saturday. I didn't have expectations. I know he got in because Matt Milano did not play, but I want to give a shout out to Dorian Williams. He definitely showed up to play on Saturday. Big shout out to him. Big shout out to Frank Gore Jr. as well. He got some good film. Got some good film out there. But I think overall, a lot of things to clean up. Wasn't the best showing. A lot of things to clean up.
You just mentioned Dorian Williams. I really like what he led the team in tackles, but still got to stop biting on that play action. Yeah. Still has to stop over pursuing. Yes. These are things that I want this guy to clean up. This is something Sean McDermott has been on him about for a while. So this is something that he's got to clean up when it comes to over pursuing and also biting on the play action so much. He does it very often. That is one of his clear weaknesses. So, but again, very solid game by him as well in his second year, continuing to show improvement. You touched on it, cousin Brad. The run game.
Yes.
Non-existent. 9 carries, 4 yards between Ray Davis and James Cook. Absolutely horrible.
So James Cook.
Absolutely horrible. No holes were shown. Ray Davis he ran right into the back of his offensive lineman who got drove right into the backfield. I mean, that just doesn't look good. I mean, you're talking about a 111. Mm-hmm. I line up against you. You line up against me. You know, to get pushed 5 yards back into your backfield before your running back just touches the ball. Thank goodness the man didn't fumble the ball. Correct. I mean, that's just not good. That's not a good sight to see, whether we're game planning or not.
All right. I agree with you 1,000%. It's not good when your third-string quarterback leads your team in rushing in a preseason game. And he only had 3 carries, and he was pretty much running for his life out there. So that's definitely not good. Otherwise, I did want to highlight some positives. I mean, number one on the defense, we blitzed 3 times throughout the game. We only blitzed 3 times. Very vanilla. Didn't play a lot of zone. Played a lot of man out there. Caleb Williams did drive the ball down the field. He did get him in scoring position twice. They had their way. They definitely had their way out there. I mean, guys got some film. Definitely a lot of things to clean up. Man on man is definitely not the way to go when it comes to defense. I definitely want to highlight that, but you hit the nail on the head. You got to establish a running game if you're going to be successful, especially in the AFC. If you don't establish a running game in the AFC, you are not going to have good days. And we cannot rely on Josh Allen just run for his life out there. We need him to throw the ball. So you hit the nail on the head when it comes to that.
Yeah, you know, some breaking news that Jeffrey Lewis from the Built-In Buffalo Against the World team, he just popped in and said the Buffalo Bills are signing Damian Byrd, a speedy wide receiver that can help in the return game. The return game was terrible.
Yeah.
The special teams was terrible. And please, we noted last week how much we hate the new kickoff, but we're not going to get into that today. But special teams did not look good at all. We had a drop. We had a muff catch. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just going to take some time to get used to. Not very happy. And listen, all our fans out there, they may say, hey, Kulu, cousin Brad, we're just talking about things. No, we're going to highlight the positive things too.
Yeah. But
as true Buffalo Bills fans and also guys who really watch our team and love our team, we have to speak the absolute truth. Now, some bright spots that I like on the offense.
Go ahead.
Shakir, man. We've been talking about this kid.
He just gets open. He just finds an open lane and he's just there. I don't know
Shakir how he does. Shakir looks good. He looks good. He looks like he's taking another step forward, like he picked up right where we left off last year. Mm-hmm. The guy just finds a ways in the seams. And you mentioned this last year when I was saying, can we make this guy the number 2 receiver? You was like, no, keep him where he is. 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
Because this guy gets into the seams and makes plays and gets upfield.
Yeah, an amazing athlete. Absolutely. And one thing good about him, as I watched the tape back, he keeps his head looking towards the quarterback. Obviously, we know Josh Allen's a guy. When he's out of the pocket, he's under distress, he's a 99 overall. It's pretty much he's unstoppable when he's out of the pocket. Teams want to keep him in the pocket. But when he's on the move, Khalil Shakir has the state of mind to keep his head turned around to make sure he can run to a place to where Josh Allen can hit him and find open space. And he does it every single time. I think that's what separates him from a lot of other receivers out there, because he keeps his head on the swivel to find out, hey, my quarterback's in trouble. I need to find an open space to sit down in the zone and catch a pass. I think that's definitely what separates him. Another bright spot I want to give, hey, man, Keon Coleman, first reception. Came in, ran a curl route, ran to the sticks, got the ball, made the catch. First down, I like it. What do you think? What do you think about his opening play? What do you think there?
I like it. He looks like a man amongst boys out there. He's a big guy. I want to see him get some more red zone work. I was kind of rooting for him in the red zone, but we can clearly see he's a fan favorite. Keon is a fan favorite. Instantly. As soon as he walks on the field, as soon as he got the pass thrown to him and made the catch, the whole crowd erupted. You know, so this kid. the fans are behind you. Yeah. The mafia is behind you. He made his first catch, got his feet wet. That's mm-hmm. really, really good. And that one drive that got us close to, that got us our first points, Keon Coleman was very pivotal in that time. Yeah. So definitely him. They also got to give a shout out to Samuel, man. Curtis Samuel, man. He had
a nice
screen and go play, and he took off, man. This is what we wanted to see from Isaiah McKenzie. Mm-hmm. This is the type of stuff that got me really excited, just to see him making those cuts in between on the outside of the screen there and coming inside and then bouncing back outside. He's a very explosive player. Just seeing that one time shows me and gets me really amped for what we're going to have with this offense when it all comes together. So those three guys on the offensive side of the ball from the starters, man, really were impressive to me.
I agree. I got to be honest. I wanted to see him score. I get it. We don't want to really show our hand. We don't really want to show what we have. We don't want to really show what we can do. But to me, it's like, you got to show us something. You got to give us something to say, hey, all right, they still got it. You know, we're still here. We're still, you know, we're figuring things out, but we're still good. You know, give us a little bit of reassurance, because that's showing, we're mentioning the high points, and these are just routine plays. Like, yeah, Josh Allen ran on a third, and I think it was a third and seven. Ran, got the first down. That's a routine play. Keon Coleman ran to the sticks, caught a pass, first down, routine play. There was nothing that I said, whoa! There we go. And I think we need that. I get it. You don't want to show everything. You don't want to show anything. The first preseason game, very vanilla. Very kind of, you go that way, I'll throw it to you sort of thing. But, all right, we're out of training camp. Like, we're going to have joint practices this week. We're going to go against the Steelers. I think we go to Pittsburgh and practice with them this week. I have a lot of expectations for week two. Week two in the preseason. I have a lot of expectations.
Yeah, you know, it's very important to get out of the first preseason game healthy. That's
true.
That's the very important thing, and they did that. And it's also very key to note, this was the second Bears game, preseason game. True. This was not their first preseason game. Buffalo looked just like a team that played their first preseason game. They were so out of sync. You know, unfortunately, it looked that way against a team that had their second preseason game. So please, Buffalo, don't look too much into that. They look very rusty, but it doesn't mean all is lost. Some other highlights that I have here. Austin Johnson in replacement for Daquan Jones looked very immovable at the defensive tackle position.
Very solid.
Really was impressed with Austin Johnson coming in. He looked very, very solid on that defensive line. Mm-hmm. Didn't like what I saw overall from the defensive line. Another really good point is Russo and Epinesa were getting pressure.
They were.
I will give them that.
They were getting pressure. Caleb Williams down.
They were getting pressure.
That's probably what it was. I think that's what it was. That little shuffle pass where we had him, and he just kind of flicked it out of there and got, you know, the running hit. Well, I think it was a running back, got big yardage. But it's like they were getting pressure. We need to finish the job. I like the rush. I like the stunts that they were doing, the inside-out sort of thing. We need to get them down. Get them down. Get a hand on them. Bring them down. I get it. You know, we don't really want to do it much. But, yeah, they were definitely getting pressure. We just got to finish the job. We need you guys to clean that up. Definitely.
Yeah, they definitely got a lot to clean up. I think the other tip that I also had here written down was the defense couldn't stop the run. First team defense could not stop the run. Very, very problematic for what we're trying to do. This defense needed to get bigger, stronger, and faster. Mm-hmm. They did get bigger. They did get stronger, but it wasn't there. It didn't appear to be there. So that's something that needs to be worked on.
I agree. And again, Ed Oliver got hurt on like the first play. He was done for the day after he got hurt. You know, he kind of came in there, gave a rush, came out first play of the game. And you know, again, there were a lot of vanilla calls out there that they were doing. They weren't blitzing as much. They weren't running a lot of stunts. They were running a lot of man-to-man compared to zone. And they got carved up. A lot of guys got caught out of position. They were running the ball right after us. And their offensive line run a lot of counters, a lot of trays, a lot of stunts to get inside. So, yeah, that's going to happen. You definitely got to clean that up when it comes to the run game.
Definitely a lot to clean up when it comes to the run game, the passing game. Just a lot going on. Let's proceed, Cousin Brad. When we're talking about the Buffalo Bills preseason game, there were some standouts, there were some letdowns, but ultimately it's preseason, not to be taken so serious.
Yes. Okay. If I were to give them a grade, I would give them a C minus. And the only reason why they don't get a D is because they didn't really run a lot of things that I would expect them to stop certain things. So I would definitely give them a C minus as far as that goes. Yeah, you don't want to show your hand. Yeah, you don't want to show what you got, but you got to show us something. You got to show us something out there. I know you didn't really game plan for the Bears. I know you didn't really come out and know what you were going to have, but still, you got to show us something out there. Show us something. Show us what you've been working on. Show us what the practices have been about. Show us what you've been doing in training camp the past couple of weeks. Show us what's going on. I get it's the first week, but I mean, now it's time you got to show us something.
Absolutely. And that'll take us to our first segment of the show, Bills Mafia, Buffalo Against the World. Hater of the
If there's any haters in here right now that don't have nobody to hate on, feel free to hate on me.
Keep the hate coming. Keep the hate coming. Buffalo Against the World Show.
Turn me up some more so my haters can hit.
Yeah.
Cousin Brad, who you got for your hater of the...
My hater of the week goes to New York Jets GM Joe Douglas. Now, Joe Douglas, why would you give Joe Douglas hater of the week? It's because a player is requesting a trade off of your team, and you saying, nah, we're not doing that. This could have easily been Jerry Jones. This could have easily been the entire 49ers organization. But because it's the New Jersey Jets, I'm definitely going to go with that as my hater of the week. So if you guys don't know, edge rusher Haason Reddick has officially requested a trade from the New York Jets. And the New York Jets are like, nah. They put out a press release this afternoon coming from Joe Douglas himself. Quote, "We have informed Haason that we will not trade him, that he is expected to be here with his teammates, and that he will continue to be fined by the CBA if he does not report. Since the trade discussions back in March, we have been clear, direct, and consistent with our position. Our focus will remain on this guy we have, the guys we have here with us to prepare for the regular season. We will not trade Joe Douglas." Wow. He requested a trade. Y'all just said, no, we're not trading you. I mean, he clearly doesn't want to play for you guys. He doesn't want to play for the New Jersey Jets. Let him walk. But he said, nah, he's too good. We're not going to get anything for him. Trade him. Nah. We'll just keep him here. So you're willing to keep a guy miserable rather than at least let him see what offers he can get out there. You might get something for him. You never know. You're the Jets. You're going to need draft picks. Come on.
So that is very ridiculous. D mentioned they should just pay Reddick, but the Jets are going to be the Jets.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Rated. diehard Jet fan. Always in our inbox talking crazy.
Did you just suck being a Jets fan? Did you just suck?
It must really suck. Just come over to the real New York team.
I know. We got plenty of room. We jump through tables. You come to the state, we give you meals. We play in New York State. Come on.
All right. That is this week's Hater of the Week. And at this time, we want to make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to the built-in Buffalo platform that brings you Buffalo Against the World. Make sure you do that right now. I would also like to give a big major shout out to our official energy partner, Monster Energy, the official energy partner of the Built In Buffalo platform. Cuzzo Brad, look, man, win or sin segment.
Okay.
Blowout loss. Is it a win or a sin for the Buffalo Bills? What's your thoughts?
It's a sin. It's a sin. I get it. And again, it's preseason. It's week one. You don't want to show too much. You don't want to show your hand. You want to be vanilla. You got to be better than that. I'm sorry. You got to be better than that. You got to be more than 6 points. You can't let them blow you out on your home turf in front of your fans. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to defend your dirt. It's about pride at a certain point. I get it. You're putting a lot of backup guys. A lot of guys want to get some film in. You got to show a better show against the Steelers. You got to show some strength. Because if that's what you're showing against the Bears, it's not cause for concern, but it's definitely like, okay. Be better.
Yeah. I mean, for a team that has championship aspirations, I mean, I feel like, you know, again, the Bears, they planned. And they didn't plan, actually. This is our second preseason game. So let's just, even if with the exception that the Bills did not plan, doesn't really give the excuse for such a poor performance. So I'm going to say it's a sin as well. I'm gonna agree 100% with you, and I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, nothing about this says win. There was no version of this that says win. Like 6 points, you got to be more than 6 points. They were lighting the scoreboard up. It was just embarrassing out there. It got embarrassing out there. And mind you, they're playing their backups too. Like their starters didn't play the whole game. Now, do I believe that we're a better team than the Chicago Bears? Yes, but we got to show some depth. We got to show some depth out there. I mean, I want to feel comfortable knowing we can put some of you guys on the field if things go bad and people get injured. And right now, cause for concern.
And that was my thing. I said this a few weeks ago that I think this is the best roster the Bills have built in a long time when it comes to depth, right? I was looking at the depth of this roster. Keep in mind, Mac Hollins didn't play. A lot of guys that you want to see did not really play. I mean, Ed Oliver really played, what, two plays before he kind of had a quick little injury that he had to step out for. I mean, so you don't have your full strength. Matt Milano's not going to play. Vaughn Miller's probably not going to play all preseason. Those guys, you want to make sure they're fully healthy for the season and a full go. So you won't see those guys probably at all. Maybe a tune-up game. For the tune-up game, you may see them. But I don't believe you'll see them more than 5 or 6 snaps. So granted that, I'm still going to say it's a sin because this roster is so deep, so talented. The draft picks, the free agent guys that we brought in, guys got to compete better than that. So
Absolutely. And I just want to point out, this has just been brought to my attention as far as breaking news. Commissioner Roger Goodell has confirmed today that the Detroit Lions and the New Jersey Giants organizations have been fined $200,000 for the multiple fights that were all over the internet last week that broke out in their joint practices. They've both been fined $200,000 and officially made a statement that fighting is completely unprofessional and does not condone with the player code of conduct with joint practice and will not be tolerated. He said, not up in here.
Yeah, man. You know what? They're absolutely right. I mean, you know, joint practices is a lot of, you know, tensions. It's team versus team.
I get it.
You know, you want to flex. They want to flex.
Yeah.
Some things get said.
Yeah.
Blows get thrown.
Football is a competitive game. And this is the first time, you know, your enemies coming to your practices. Somebody got a different jersey on than you. Tempers are going to flare, man. Tempers are going to flare. But, I mean, there were a lot of fights. There were a lot of fights around the league.
What about the players? What about the players involved? What is their accountability? Why does the team have to take accountability for what the players are choosing to do?
I agree. I think it should be the individual players. But, I mean, teams, the commissioner has to set an example to say, hey, look, if you're going to bring your players to a joint practice, they can't fight. So we just find the teams. You just say, hey, man, $200,000 for you, $200,000 for you. Hopefully it sends a message to the rest of the league. Not up in here. not up in here.
Yeah, and to an extent, sometimes they got to make things come from the top and come all the way down, right? Mm-hmm. So now the team will put protocols in place to say, if fight happens, we're going to have to, because we're going to have to pay for it, mm-hmm. there's going to be some suspensions that's going to lay down.
Absolutely.
It's going to come down to the players, one of the one way or the other. This is professional sports.
Right.
You have to be professional. You have to take your, and this is a very aggressive sport. Because mm-hmm. this is not a sport. This is a sport where you could take your frustrations out.
Absolutely.
By pushing somebody over, by knocking somebody over, by tackling somebody. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to fight them. Get your head together. Get your head in the game. Stay focused.
Hey, man, Remember the Titans, one of my favorite movies. He said, you got anger and you got aggression. You got to harness that anger. You got to harness that aggression to achieve a goal to win a football game. And that's exactly what they got to do when it comes to all this fighting stuff, man. It was crazy. It seemed like every time you scrolled on Instagram or you scrolled on social media, it was some fight between practices this week. So Roger Goodell had to bring the hammer down. He had to bring the hammer down at some point. And he did. Absolutely. He officially did.
Absolutely. All right. This is the moment that you guys have been waiting for, our Bills Mafia trivia.
Woo! The party starts in 3, 2, 1.
And as always, we bring you the best Bills Mafia trivia, stuff that you can't even find on the internet.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a real good one. Remember the rules before I post it. Y'all know my rules. No Google.
No Googling.
We want to see your Bills knowledge. If you want to guess, please keep the guess.
Thinking cap on.
Yes, absolutely. Put that thinking cap on. Here we go. All right, Bills Mafia trivia. Which Bills back, okay, that's a running back, tailback, fullback, is the first quarterback to go to the Pro Bowl without a single carry? Cousin Brad wanted me to stay the year. I said no, because that would really limit it down.
Give it away.
So I'm not going to say the year. Okay. All right. So there you go, Bills Mafia trivia. Please put a guess, your firmest guess, inside the chat. Which Bills back is the first player to go to the Pro Bowl without a single carry? All right. Now, you know, there's a few guys you're going to mention, and Thurmo is not one of them. Thurman Thomas is not one of them.
He's not. This player did play.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Offense, in case you were thinking cornerback, no. It wasn't a cornerback, it wasn't a defensive back. This was an offensive player, just giving you a heads up. Mm-hmm. But he was the first player ever to go to the Pro Bowl without receiving one single carry from the Bills backfield.
Ooh, OJ, no. Christopher,
on,
no. OJ got all
Come
the carries,
on.
Man.
Nah, I know they gave OJ Simpson the ball literally every play. Like I respect the guest. I respect you for chiming in, but it was not the juice.
I appreciate you, Christopher.
I appreciate it, Christopher.
All right, we got Steve Tasker.
Good guess. He wasn't a back, though. He was a receiver, gunner, punt, kickoff guy.
Yeah.
And he did go to the Pro Bowl. He did go to the Pro Bowl. But
I mean, granted, he did line up in the backfield a few times.
Yeah. Good guess, though.
Mr. Tasker. Tasker was the play-by-play guy, one of the play-by-play guys announced for the game. And, you know,
they were just like, we get it. We get it. Like, we love Steve Tasker, too. We get it. Like,
Put him in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall of Fame. We look forward
for real,
to
it. Man. Like, this is my favorite number is 89. Isn't it yours, Steve? we get it. We love Steve Tasker, too. When we go to commercials, he's in the West Her commercials. We get it. We love him.
Christopher said, Lynch.
Good guess. He did not, though. It wasn't him.
He went to the Pro Bowl for running the ball for the Bills.
Yeah, he got carries.
So, no, not Marshawn Lynch.
No, but those Bills.
Well, give me one or two more guesses. And we're going to put the answer out there. It's going to surprise some of you because you had to been watching the Bills for a little while.
I know. Oh yeah, it's not Fred.
It's not Freddie. It's not Freddie. It's not Fred Jackson.
Went to the Pro Bowl. He didn't go to the Pro Bowl, did he? He didn't go to the Pro Bowl.
I think he did go 1 year. I'm not sure. I think he went as a reserve.
Okay.
I think he went as a reserve player.
Shout out to Fred Jackson. He was really nice. He gave my son an autograph on his shirt. Shout out to him, man. He's really nice to my son and nephew. Took a picture with him. Shout out to him.
CJ Spiller. I remember that guy. Really liked that guy, too. Spiller.
He was really fast.
He was really
fast. I don't feel like he got a lot of shine. I feel like he really kind of didn't get enough shine when he was here. But shout out to CJ Spiller, man.
Shout out to him, man. Yeah, but free CJ Spiller is not the answer.
It's not the
answer. All right, Cousin Brad, it's time for you to the jig is up.
Travis Henry. Another good guess. It was not him.
Nope. All right, here we go.
Travis Henry, if you're watching, man.
Shout out to Trav, man. Come on, kid, Cousin Brad, give it to us.
The answer of which Bills back is the first player to go to the Pro Bowl without receiving a single carry is the man with the neck roll, Sam Gash. Put his picture up on the screen if you have it. Do we have a picture up?
We don't. Sam Gash. You know what? I mentioned him last week as one of the best Bills signings, free agent signings. Very excited when he came to Buffalo because Gash used to gash Buffalo when he played for the Patriots.
He was a problem. I mean, dude, it was a human rhinoceros. Dude was in the backfield blocking for the guys we had, Antoine Smith, Jonathan Linton. I think Thurman Thomas was in there too, but Sam Gash was a straight up load to in the backfield. He was a straight up rhino. And he had a neck roll. And for all you little leaguers that watch this, if you have a neck roll or someone opposite your team has a neck roll, stay away from that dude. That dude will literally turn you into a hashtag.
Yeah, Sam Gash was a beast, man. Like his blocking skills, his catching out of the backfield was amazing. I mean, the guy was a wrecking ball. I mean, we had another great center in Larry Centers as well. Mm-hmm. We've had some really good centers in our
fullbacks.
I said center. Fullbacks. Yeah. I said Larry Centers, and I got mixed up with center.
It's okay. Okay. I'm with you.
But
I'm with
Sam Gash, man. Sam Gash.
Scary.
Was the scary only dude. Player. The first player.
He had the paint. Then he had the nasal strip. And then he had the face mask and just the neck roll. That dude was terrifying, man. It was a human rhinoceros meeting you in the seven hole, and he's got Thurman Thomas behind him. Bro, you're not tackling him. That dude made the Pro Bowl in 1998 and 1999, and he didn't even carry the ball. That's how good he was.
Yeah,
it was pretty much having a lineman back there in the backfield to block for your running back. Shout out to you, Sam Gash. We miss you.
Yeah. Sam Gash was a really good fullback for the Buffalo Bills.
He was.
Definitely big shout out to him. Let me catch up with some of these comments, Cousin Brad, because we had a barrage of them coming in.
Late.
Contract extension. This is in regards to Riddick, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, Look, man, I'll take him.
I won't.
Why not?
Hey, if we good on our defensive line, I get it. You know, you want to get out of New Jersey. You know, that whole situation, I get it. I'm good, man. I don't want to give the Jets any type of ammunition to beat us, man. I don't want to. I mean, he's a good player, solid player. I don't want to give them draft picks they can use to get more players, man. Let the Jets stay the Jets. Stay at the bottom of the division. I don't know. They might be at the third place, but stay at the bottom.
Yeah, keep having those disgruntled players on your team. That just only works out for us.
Yeah, you know what else we mentioned? We mentioned this last week. How, you know, Josh Allen was ranked number 12 and should have been in the top 10. Did y'all know Aaron Rodgers was ranked player number 92 and only played 3 snaps last season? How is this happening? How? How is he even ranked? Like, yo, MVP Aaron Rodgers, that was 12 years ago. That's a long time.
I think he gets in. I think he gets to the 92 spot off his reputation. And obviously, I think a lot of it's got to do with, you know, the hype that was centered around him when he got traded to the Jets. So
it should go based off performance. He played 3 downs. You played 3 downs. You didn't do much. You came in, played 3 downs, you got hurt, season over. So that's what it should be ranked on. You shouldn't be in the top 100 if you ain't a player. What were the highlights? Here's Rodgers back to throw. He's hit, and the season's over. That was the highlight. Like, that was the highlight of that whole system right there. Come on, NFL players. Killing me right now.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. That was something. Look, Cousin Brad, we've been on to something with this top 5 thing. We did the top 5 free agents, top 5 Bills draft picks all time. So this week, let's talk about the top 5 players of the first preseason game. I give you one. You give me one. How about that? And we'll get to 5.
Are we talking about Bills or are we talking about all
the Bills? The preseason Bills for the Bills. This is strictly for the Bills, top 5 Bills.
Preseason. After one game.
In the preseason game. In the preseason game. My first one that I'm really, really continuously excited about and rooting for is my man Kyer Elam. He's continuing to impress out there. He's continuing to show that he belongs on the field. He's gotten a lot better. He's really focused himself. He's really dedicated himself to becoming a better zone cover man.
Okay.
And he's really showing me something. So very impressed with him. He's my number one.
Okay, I will go with the guy I mentioned earlier on in the show, Dorian Williams. I'm not giving up on you, man. I'm not giving up. You're going to learn that play action thing. You're going to learn that not to over pursue. So I'm not giving up on you just yet. Dorian Williams is my first guy.
All right, I'm going to have to go with Cedric Grandpran Granger. I've been big on this guy since he came out, a guy who allowed 1 sack in college football. Look, man, last season had 3 in his whole career. He had 3 sacks in his whole career. I mean, look, man, solid performance. I really like what I see with him. I like to see him get some more reps with the first or second team to see what this guy can do, because I'm not sold on McGovern at center, man. I am not sold at Connor McGovern at center.
He didn't do bad. There weren't snaps. There wasn't a problem with the snaps as I thought it would be. You know, I didn't see Josh. I didn't see Mitch. I didn't see them guys, you know, have to bend for the ball. I didn't see much of that. But my second guy is, I'm going to go with Mitch Trubisky. Show us that all is not lost if Josh Allen gets hurt. Just show us that. Show us, like, we're good. We're not great. We're good. So that would be my guy to watch, Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky is somebody that, you know, had a solid performance. He had a solid performance out there. He led the team down the field, connected with Coleman, connected with Samuel. I was okay with him. You know, he was the better of all the quarterbacks, you know, with the exception of Josh Allen, when he played very, very little. So I definitely got to see a little bit more from him. He was getting that ball out. He seems to have a good hold on the offense. Again, this was not a game plan game. So I look forward to seeing more from him. I think he did have a solid performance in the game.
Yeah, he won Rookie of the Year. Remember that.
Yeah.
He won Rookie of the Year. That happened. Like, legit. So, whatever. Yep.
I'm going to give the last one to my man Frank Gore Jr. I think he ran the ball hard. He caught the ball out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. Was the best of all the backs in the, you know, obviously third and fourth quarter. But he was solid. He was solid. Look, man, Ty Johnson, watch your back with this kid, man. Watch your back with this kid. If you don't get back on the field, you mm-hmm. might not make this roster. Because this kid, he plays very tenacious. He's going like to block, he's going to catch, he's going to run. So you better watch out for him. I think he's in the top five of guys to really keep an eye out for going against Pittsburgh.
Okay. My next guy is going to be his counterpart, all the Ray Davis. Ray Davis, where were you? Where were you? What happened? What happened out there, Ray? What happened? I'm not giving up on you just yet. I'm not giving up on you. My guy to watch, Ray Davis. Where were you? Because you weren't there. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Ray, and I think a lot of things that happened with Ray had to do with the offensive line.
True.
I'm not gonna beat him down. Offensive line play was terrible with him and Cook. Was terrible. I mean, as soon as the exchange happened, guys were in the backfield. So
yeah.
pulling, it wasn't working. When they was trying to do counter trades and you didn't game plan for it, and guys are just penetrating and getting to the running back, almost getting to the quarterback, like, this can't happen. So those things got to get cleaned up. I really accredit his horrible play to the horrible play of the offensive line. You're only fair. As good as your offensive line is for a running back. You're only as good as your offensive line is.
Very fair. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your guy?
I got to give it to Shakir. He's another guy in my top five. Played very, very well. Again, Shakir continues to impress, man. To pretty much, I believe he's the best offensive player of the whole game. So, okay. I mean, I think it's just up for him. It's up for him. He's not going backwards in any way. He's only going forward. He's only getting better. He's only getting more and more elite every time I see him touch the ball. So he continues to show me that. And look, man, I'm really, really strongly suggesting that this four wide receiver set, three wide receiver set is going to be very big for the Buffalo Bills this season because of him.
Okay. All right. I will stay at the wide receiver position. MVS. Hey, I said you weren't going to make the roster. I said you weren't going to make the roster. Juju Smith-Schuster got cut Friday. I mean, dude, we want you here, but come on, man. You need to see. Show us something. Show us that you belong on this team. Brandon Ayuk still doesn't have a deal. Juju Smith-Schuster got cut. CeeDee Lamb is apparently missed, according to Jerry Jones. MVS, come on, bro. We need you here. If you're not here, Matt Collins didn't even play, and I was more excited about him. MVS, you want to do something? You're going to be a player to watch. Need you to go out there and make a play. Let's go. Do something.
Absolutely. All right, that'll do it for our top five players to keep an eye on in training camp, guys that you're excited about and guys that you want to see. All right, look, it's not going to be easy to make this roster at the wide receiver position, especially talking about MVS. He has really disappointed. He had one good day in training camp. One. Like that, you can't do that. You're a champion, bro. You have to come with championship pedigree and look at these guys like, yo, who is these dudes?
Yeah.
Playing with Patrick Mahomes, man. I don't want Super Bowls. Andy Reid, like
Travis Kelce.
Like, but you come here and you're getting shown out by the 6th and 7th and 8th and 9th receiver. That's crazy to me. So we got to see something about this kid. Like, Shavers is continuing to impress.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would hate to see MVS get released, but I'm saying that made the best man win.
Chase Claypool didn't even play. Matt Collins didn't even play. And I was excited to see both of them. So, MVS, man, while you're in there, make a play. Make a block. Do something. Because you were doing nothing out there. So, MVS, highlight.
Yeah, show us something, man. This is definitely a guy that I was really excited about when he came in, but got nothing.
Hold on, before we move on. You know what cringe moment was terrible? You know what was bad? when Hamler, the kick return guy? When he muffed the punt, they show Brandon Bean and all the GMs out there, and everybody was writing down paper.
Oh, he's cut. Oh, he's gone.
That was terrible. Like, that was, like, the worst thing that could happen. Soon as he muffed the punt, they showed a GM, and all the sisters were out there. Everybody's writing the paper like, yep, he's out of here.
He's gone. Yep. He can't make this roster.
Terrible.
Why did they do that? Why did they put him on blast like that? That's wrong.
I don't know. Definitely was not a smiley face. It was definitely a check. Oh, that was bad.
All right. How do you get a dub versus the Steelers? I'm not going to sit here and say game plan for a preseason game, but play your 111. Play your 111. Be better than the guy across from you. Make plays. This is what the preseason is for, is to show skill. It's to show how skilled you are, to show how strong you are, to show how much you, a team guy you are. Mm-hmm. So it's probably going to be very little game planning for the Steelers. They're going to be practicing against them, as you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Offensive line's got the gel. I got to see something. I don't know if there's going to be some shuffling at the offensive line. Not happy with what I saw from the first team at all. I don't expect to see much of Josh Allen, if at all. I wouldn't risk it because that offensive line is not solid just yet for him to be standing back there in a preseason game and possibly being lost for the season because these guys they're not gelled together yet. So I think it starts with the offensive line for us to see a big boost in this team.
I'm going to go quite the contrary on this one. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, we're going to have practice with them this week. But let's not forget, man. Let's not forget. Number one, Sean McDermott, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, they were teammates. They were teammates in high school. And throughout the years, Sean McDermott has had Coach Tomlin's number in the regular season. Just throwing it out there. You cannot tell me part of both of these head coaches want to win this game. And as far as the defense goes, if you're the Steelers, who are you going to put out there week one? Are you going to put out there Justin Fields? Or are you going to put out there the veteran Russell Wilson? So, I mean, both of those guys are going to come in this game. Both of those guys are going to play. So they're going to go, I mean, a game. You got a game plan for both of them. So I would say you definitely game plan for playing against both of these quarterbacks because, honestly, they don't know who they're going to go with. They say Russell Wilson is going to be the starter, but Justin Fields did play well this preseason game. So, I mean, pressure's on. Pressure's on week two.
Yeah, definitely. Christopher mentions we need to do better, period. Absolutely right about that. The quarterback that we picked up, Denver, is he any good? He's from the XFL, man. I mean, this is a guy just filling up a roster spot. What's the guy's name? You mentioned him earlier, Cazzo.
Oh, man.
Look, the quarterback we just had was Bouchel. He broke his neck, you said?
It's been reported as a neck injury. I'm not saying he broke his neck, but it's been reported as a neck injury, and he'll be out for quite some time. The guy we signed is Ben DiNucci.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He's from the XFL. I mean,
yeah.
That remains to be seen what he can do. So I don't watch XFL football, so I couldn't tell you.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, he doesn't help. He doesn't hurt us, I would say. He doesn't hurt us, you know. Definitely no reason for Josh Allen to play this game. But, I mean, we'll throw him in there. We'll throw him in there in the second half, see what he does. I want to see what Mitch does. Mitch is your former team. You played on this team. You played against the Steelers. Let's see what you got, man. Go out there. Lead the charge, bro.
Yep, I want to see a heavy dose of him. I want to see him play the whole first half.
Absolutely.
I want to see him play the whole first half with the ones. Again, you never know what can happen with Josh Allen, the type of game he plays. Even in the preseason game, he gets the crowd going because he's going to move. That's just his instinct.
Right.
And a guy like Josh Allen, you got to protect him from himself. I don't expect him to play at all.
Absolutely.
I expect him to hold a clipboard this game because we know what this guy can do. I mean,
there is no benefit to having this guy out there. There's no benefit at all. Yeah. Have him t-shirt, hat, earpiece, clipboard. water, whatever. Yeah. He shouldn't play.
Exactly. So I think we're going to get a heavy dose of Mitch this game, especially with the playing against these guys in practice as well.
Right.
All right, we're going to do some quick take, Cuzzo Brad.
Ooh, you know what it is. So if y'all don't know what this is, these are quarterbacks. We're going to name a quarterback until somebody messes up. These are quarterbacks that we had throughout the drought. So people that are off limits. Mind you, these are quarterbacks throughout the drought. So Josh Allen.
Tyrod Taylor and on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So we have to name a quarterback. I'm going to name one. He's going to name one. We're going to keep going because somebody can't think of a quarterback anymore. We had a lot of quarterbacks. There were a lot of them out there. Until somebody messes up, Hulu, I will give you the honors. Go ahead and start.
Kyle Orton.
Good one. Drew Bledsoe.
Holcomb.
What's his first name?
Kelly Holcomb.
All right. I like that. Here we go. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Trent Edwards.
J.P. Lossman.
Thad Lewis.
Oh, good one. E.J. Manuel.
Vince Young.
Oh, that was a good one.
Forgot about that guy, right?
Yeah, I honestly did forget about him.
Yeah.
Okay, man, can we count this guy? Can we count him? You know what? I'm just going to count him anyway. Nathan Peterman. You got to count him. Technically, you have to count him. Nathan Peterman.
Oh, man. Nate Peterman. Kevin Cobb.
Yes, he did.
He was on the roster.
All right.
Kevin Cobb.
Joe Webb. He started the game, yeah. And we won it. Joe Webb.
Interesting. Let's see. I think I'm out of ammo, dog.
You done?
Oh, let me think. Van Pelt?
Oh, I was going to say him, too.
Van Pelt? Alex Van Pelt?
He survived. Alex Van Pelt. That counts. Alex Van Pelt. Okay. Oh, man. Now, pressure's on. Oh, man. Pressure is on. And you already said him. Oh, man. I think you might have me. You got me. I can't give any more.
Who reigns supreme again, y'all?
He won that one. I couldn't think of one.
Y'all pulled Van Pelt out of the bag. You know?
I couldn't think of it. And I was going to say it.
Well, no. Actually, Rob Johnson went to the playoffs.
He did. Oh, man.
He does not count. I mean, he might have. Well, let's say this. He did become a starter in the drought era. He did become a starter.
He started the playoff game.
Yeah, but he wasn't officially the starter that year. That's what got everybody.
No, he was. He got hurt. Then Flutie came in.
Yeah.
He was the starter going in. I remember. I'm like, yo, who is
that? He wasn't part of the drought, though.
He wasn't. The Rob Johnson, yeah. Rob Johnson doesn't count.
Doug Flutie and Jim Kelly weren't part of the drought, man. Come on.
They were not.
Talking about the drought.
The drought.
The drought.
It was painful. Really? It was painful.
When we didn't go to the playoffs, just so everybody knows, not quarterbacks that was in the drought years. We mentioned about, like, what, about 15 of them?
Emmanuel, Thad Lewis. Joe Webb. Remember Joe Webb? Remember came in the snow game? Won the game for us? Shout out to Joe Webb, man. Whatever you're doing.
I think it's interesting when you talk about those guys. Like, who was... Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. Flutie was named the starter that year.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Johnson was the starter going in. He got hurt week three.
That was the year before when we lost to Miami in the playoffs. And what's my man's name? Is throwing the Flutie flakes around that locker room. You know what I'm talking about. Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson was throwing the Flutie flakes. That was the year that he took his spot. The next year, Flutie was the starter.
They were awful when Jimmy Johnson coached them. They were awful.
They beat us the first year that Flutie took Rob Johnson's spot.
I don't know, man. I think we got
that year we played Miami was the year where Flutie took his spot. The next year was the Music City Miracle year. Flutie was the starter that year.
I think it's the other way around, bro.
No.
I'm telling you. Because Rob was the starter. He came from Jacksonville. He came from Jacksonville, and he was the projected starter. We paid this dude all that money, and Flutie came from Canada as a free agent. Like, we didn't even.
But this is why the fans were so upset that Flutie got pushed forward and Ralph Wilson made that call.
Yeah.
Let us know in the chat, you know, who's, you know, if we're correct or who's correct about this situation.
Flutie was the starter next year.
Flutie, the starter of the year of the Music City Miracle. I believe he was the starter.
He wasn't.
From week one. He was the starter.
From what I remember, he was not the starter week when Rob Johnson came over from Jacksonville. He was the starter that year. Doug got in because Rob Johnson got hurt against the Colts, and Flutie came out and balled out, and he led the charge to come back against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We did the quarterback sneak, where he's actually supposed to hand it over to Antoine Smith, but he didn't give it to him. He just ran in for the touchdown and became a starter after that. And then the playoffs happened, and we played in the New Orleans Saints that week before the playoffs started, and Johnson came in and balled out. He did ball out. But the Saints were garbage at the time. And then he became the starter. But at the same time, I mean, to me, in my eyes, Flutie starts that game. We win that game.
So here's what I'm telling you. The year we signed Rob Johnson was the same year. Here's my thoughts on this. The year we signed Rob Johnson was the same year we picked up Flutie in free agency. Correct. Right?
Yes.
And they were battling out in training camp. And yes. Rob Johnson was the definitive starter.
Yes.
He got hurt in 98.
Right.
He got hurt against the Colts. Right. Flutie came in, took us all the way to the playoffs. Rob Johnson never played again that season. Flutie took us to the playoffs where we lost in the divisionals to Miami. And that was when Jimmy.
The Titans, though, bro.
No, it wasn't the Titans. That was 98. Then in the next year, Flutie come in. He came in as the starter. Yeah. He came in as the starter. Mm-hmm. They put him in for the Saints, as you just mentioned, and all the fans went berserk, wondering why Doug Flutie didn't start. We lost the game in the Music City Miracle, and then from then on, Doug Flutie left the Bills, and the rest was history, and Rob Johnson was the starter. That's how I remember it happening.
No. Remember the game we mentioned where Billy Buffalo came in against the starters? I mean, he came in against the Titans, and he made his debut in 2000, early 2000. Mm-hmm. Doug Flutie was the starter of that game. I was at that game.
Exactly.
That was in 2000. He didn't leave us yet.
In 1999-2000 was the last year we went to the playoffs. That was the start of the drop.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So Doug Flutie was the starter that year. He was the definitive starter 1999-2000.
Right.
And it wasn't till the end of that season where we were going into the playoffs because Ralph Wilson believed in that cannon arm that he paid for was going to get us over the hump against the Titans. Granted, we were winning when he left the field, but
still
think it was the wrong move. Bad move on his part. So
it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We are out of time. It is 8:02, but it's always fun being here with Kulu and Cousin Brad on a Buffalo Against the World Built in Buffalo platform, sponsored and brought to you by the official energy partner, Monster Energy Drink of Built in Buffalo. For Kulu and Cousin Brad, thank you guys for being with us today. Another great show, episode 30. We look forward to episode 31, and we look forward to seeing the Bills do a lot better than they did this past week.
Definitely, man. Yo, before we leave, I want to give a shout out to my pops who always watches every single show, and he did give me this hat. So shout out to him. He gave me this hat.
Shout out Uncle Mike. Always holding this family down. I do want to mention this before we close the show because it's been asked to me several times. People have been asking, Kulu, when are we going to see this? When are we going to see the phone lines open? The phone lines will officially open when the seasons begin. So you will have an opportunity to call us in and give your thoughts during the season. We don't do that during preseason, but there will be an opening for it. We are the only podcast that allows phone calls to call in and to interact with myself and cousin Brad. So look out for that week one.
We can't give y'all a phone line now. We just got beat 33-6. You know what you guys would say if we opened it now? We can't do that. Wait. Let's wait till the regular season. We all can stop catching feelings, and then we can actually show our aggression and our pain if they lose to week one against Arizona, which they won't anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can't give it to you now.
Exactly. So that time is coming. So something to be excited about right here on Buffalo Against the World. Make sure you like, share, subscribe to the Built In Buffalo platform, the platform that brings you Buffalo Against the World. For Kulu and cousin Brad, one love. We out. Cheer.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.